Tasha Morse singing the Star Spangled Banner Sunday at the Elks Flag Day service at the Elks Lodge. The service included Flag Day demonstrations by Elk officers and the local Elks exalted ruler, Carrie Wallace. Wallace says Flag Day is part of a mandatory service the Elks offer to honor the United States flag each year.
It's our symbol for us here at the Elks, and it's because of the freedom that we are so privileged to have, and it's the honor of those that have not come back to home to us. And so it's a remembrance. And so it's something that we don't just take for granted.
The Elks are the only fraternal organization that observes Flag Day, and Wallace says they have been observing it for 76 years. Along with the traditional flag ceremony, City Manager Tim Rooney gave a brief history lesson on the origin of the flag and how it came to be.
In the latter part of 1775, the Continental Congress appointed a committee to consider the question of a single flag for the 13 colonies. That committee recommended the design of 13 alternate stripes of red and white, with a deep blue field in the upper corner bearing the Red Cross of St. George and the White Cross of St. Andrew. John Paul Jones, the senior lieutenant of the flagship Alfred, hoisted this flag to the masthead on December 3rd, 1775, and 1 month later it was raised over the headquarters of General Washington at Cambridge, Massachusetts, in compliment, as he wrote, to the United Colonies.
When I was asked to participate in today's ceremony, I actually was pretty excited because I'm originally from Philadelphia, and that being the birthplace of our country and the birthplace of the flag, it has a little bit of a special meaning for me to be able to participate in the ceremony today. My father's actually from Baltimore, which is where the Star Spangled Banner was written, there by Fort McHenry, so I was happy to do it.
The week of June 14th is designated as National Flag Week. During this time, the president urges U.S. citizens to fly their American flag both at home and on display at all government buildings. For KSTK, I'm Charlotte Duran.